This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to talk a little bit about the carp fishing that we get into, especially on the north and south forks of the Shenandoah River. But this would work anywhere you want to try it. First, I'm going to talk about what we do when we're wading the river and we catching some carp. If you've ever done much bone fishing down the Keys or Belize, you know that game of stalking them by seeing them tailing in the shallow waters they feed down on the bottom. For example, one evening I left the fly shop here in Edinburgh, drove about a mile and a half to the river, and just as I parked the car, I saw about a 15-pound carp with his nose down on the bottom, just feeding on the bottom on nymphs and everything he could pick up. So carefully I put my rod together, circled way down below him, came up behind him, put on an olive marauder about a size 8, and cast it about 4 or 5 feet upstream of him. As it drifted down to him, he stuck his tail up in the air, stuck his nose down on the bottom, and took that thing and took off like a freight train. Now, when the water's clear, you can get away with this. And you could guide a wade carefully, and you've got to go upstream. There's one area I do my schools over on the South Fork of the Shenandoah River. Water along the bank is probably 2 feet deep, and there are always some large carp feeding along there. When I have somebody in the class that's an especially good caster, I'll sneak up that bank, have them get down on their hands and knees, and in most cases, no matter how careful we are, we spook those carp before we get within casting distance. But this is a deal of really seeing them or seeing them tailing down to feed on the bottom. But you've got to see these carp. See them take, see them feeding, but it's a whole game of seeing what you're doing, and you got to spot the individual fish. Now, often when we're floating the river, we play a little different game. We're never floating the river just looking for carp. We're actually fishing for smallmouth. But the carp are just as wary as a smallmouth bass, so you've got to handle the boat real carefully. When you're rowing, the way you're drifting, everything you're doing, you've got to do real carefully. Now, the hot spot that we find them along the banks, there again, I'm talking about primarily North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River, relatively close to Edinburgh. The area we find them is from the bank out about 10 feet. Now, if that water is 4, 5, 6 feet deep, you're not going to see them tailing. What we look for there is to see the muddy water that trails down behind them when they're grubbing up their nymphs. Then what we do there, we'll cast a fly out, let's say water 5 feet deep, and you see muddy water trailing down below them. We look at the upstream end of that muddy water and assume the carp is there or just a little bit upstream. So in 5 foot deep water, we'll cast maybe 6 or 8 feet upstream from him, let the nymph sink down real deeply, and then crawl it out along the bottom. One morning we caught 3 carp that were from 15 to 20 pounds doing this. We were probably fishing for about an hour that morning. So it's a workable game. If you happen to be in shallower water, say you're drifting along and the water along the bank is 2 to 3 feet deep, you can often see these guys tailing over there on the side, and then in water that shallow, you would only cast maybe 3 or 4 feet upstream from them and drift it right to them. Now, when you're in the boat, especially, you hit that guy and set the hook, you want to put him on the reel just as quickly as you can. Get all the slack out of there just as fast as you can, because sure as the world, he's going to wrap around something in the boat and break you off, because their first run is fast and powerful. So get him on the reel as quickly as you can and then subdue him that way. I'm usually using a 9 foot 7 weight rod because that's what I like to use for the bass. I like the Scott Murray 907B bass rod. I'm fishing 9 foot 2X, the Murray Bright Butt Leader, and I want a drag on the reel that would help slow them down. I'm still using my Hardy LRH, and I have never lost a fish because the drag on that let me down. but some of the more elaborate drags we have now would be great. The flies that I have good success with here are the Ollie Marauder. That might be my number one fly, the Ollie Marauder in a size 8. The damselfly nymph that we're selling in about a size 10 is a heck of a good fly for them. Also, the Murray Skunk Roadkill in an 8. Fish these just the way we're talking about, and it's an exciting game. If you have any questions on any of this, just give me a call, and I'll be glad to help you. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia.